On C-SPON, what position would you see the intervertebral foramen?
Obliquely.
Okay. Where would you see the Z joint?
Lateral.
Where would you see the intervertebral joints?
AP,
axial, and lateral. Okay. So out of those, so which one fits in for the oblique?
A.
A, which is number one over. And the other ones are the AP and the laterals. Okay. So sometimes use process of elimination. If you're not totally sure on these. Okay, on the next one, the left SI joint is positioned perpendicular to the film. And normally, if you're going to look at the left SI joint, it's going to be perpendicular. How's the patient going to be in the normal routine? Yeah, patient will be RPO. Okay. If you look on there, there's not an RPO listed, correct? So what's the opposite of the RPO?
LPO.
Okay, so the LPO. Correct. Okay, number three. Which of the following should be performed to rule out a subluxation or fracture of the C-spine?
Horizontal
beam lateral.
No?
Yeah, that's right.
It's not joke.
Okay, four. The pedicle is represented by the eye. Okay, number five. The Z-joints of the T-spine are demonstrated when the
coronal plane
is 70 degrees. To the film.
To the film.
Because you're always comparing two points. Yeah. The coronal plane to the film is 70 degrees. You have to kind of visualize how the patient is in that position. Okay, and number six, which ones have a lordotic curve? The cervical lumbar, that's D. Okay. Number seven, in the posterior oblique of the C-spine, the intervertebral foramina that are best seen are
furthest
from the film. That makes sense for everybody?
No.
Well, we can go over that. That's just kind of what we're talking about. Instead of talking about the C joints, we're talking about the foramen. Okay, number eight. What's demonstrated in the AP projection of the C-spine? Okay, let's go to number one. Do we see the disc face?
Yes.
We do. It seems better on the lateral, but we see it on the AP. Do we see the C3 through 7 bodies?
Yes.
Yes. Do we see the Z-joints?
No.
No, that's seen on the lateral. So 1 and 2, which is BAP. Okay, number 9. Which one will demonstrate the lumbosacral Z-joints?
C.
This is what I think. Right. Remember, when I gave you a hint before we started this. The lower portion of the lumbar. They're being very specific when they say lumbosacral on this one. And that's why I said there's a lot of confusion when you get out there.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Continuity.
Well, I hope they wouldn't show this on the registry. Because I would select it to 45 degrees.
Both the joints and show up with the RPO. Both the joints.
The only 30 degrees is the only one that fits in. The only one that fits 30 degrees. All the other hands, 8 feet, you don't see the joint. Lateral, you don't see the joint. 45 degrees. No, 45 degrees. 45 degrees is not correct.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, if anybody has any questions about upside, downside, we're going to save for class. Tomorrow, we're going to have a short quiz on lumbar pathology. A short quiz tomorrow on lumbar pathology.
Is that like labeling?
Is that like the lowest